Blog Talk Radio. anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show, and we have a brilliant guest today, but this is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and our guest is a beautiful Swedish blonde, and she's here to awaken your inner celebrity, and she's a consultant and mindset guru, and according to Ingrid, everyone is a star. It's about being a true celebrity. And it's not just about being rich and famous, it's about being authentic, loving yourself and your life, and doing what you can to make a difference in the world. But right now, we're going to bring our co-host from America, Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Please return Jan Christie to her original upright position.
No.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you.
Hi there. Hi, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of The Healing Fountain. So how are you, Jan?
Brilliant as usual.
Oh, always. Yeah, there's no question about it. Well, it's a beautiful autumnal day here in New England. New England is famous for its, you know, foliage turning on fire, and I can see why, because it really is showing the fall foliage are really showing themselves right about now. So it's quite lovely.
Oh, I do miss the maple leaves
you know, when I was in Canada, they were absolutely gorgeous in autumn when they were beautiful red colour. And we do have some trees that go red here, but not as red as the maple leaves.
Yes, yeah. The maples and the oaks, they get that red color to them. And hardwoods, yeah, quite lovely. I'm very impressed. I'm kind of new to this part of the country, and yeah, it's quite lovely.
Oh, that's so great. Well, being that we've got to let our light shine, we're going to play Soul Shine by Beth Hart.
Okay.
When you can't find the light that got you through a cloudy day, when the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you lost your way, when the candlelight of home burns so very far away, where you gotta let your soul shine, just like my mama used to say. She used to say, soul shine, it's better than sunshine, it's better than moonshine, damn sure better than rain. And if the people don't mind, y'all feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine through the break of day. Make it on my own, but life can take the strongest man, make them feel so all alone. Now sometimes I feel the cold wind blowing through my aching bones. I think back on what my daddy said. He said, girl, it's the darkest before the dawn. Let your soul better than sunshine, better than moonshine, damn sure better than rain. And if the people don't mind, we all feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine through the break of day.
Wow, that was Beth Hart. What a voice. Brilliant. Right, well, we're going to bring on our brilliant guest, our Swedish blonde, beautiful Ingrid Elfva. I'll get the right teeth in before the night's over. These must be the dogs. I must be breaking them in for the dog. So are you there, Ingrid?
I am. Hey, superstars. How are you?
We're great. And you?
Hi, Ingrid.
Oh,
welcome.
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being with us.
So you're going to talk to us about how everybody has an inner celebrity.
Well, you know, the most powerful part about all of us is that we all have something really beautiful to share with the world. And the only problem with that is most of us are very afraid of that powerful light. And I think so many people try to walk away from that light versus really shining it and be powerful. And I work with a lot of celebrities in my life, and I've had the honor to really, really work with people who makes huge differences in whatever way you want to see it. And then I work with people who might not always see how big of a difference they make, but there's big stars and there's small stars, and all have equal light and power in the world. And I think that's the part that we're here to do. And that's where I come from. You know, the word celebrity can have a very interesting trigger in people. It can be either very positive or very negative. And I've been wondering, as I go about my work and what I do, is that if we're not comfortable with that light and we don't embrace it, then the word celebrity feels, you know, inauthentic and something that doesn't feel good to us. If we are willing to be our light and really let it out and just go for it 100%, then the word celebrity is something that means something beautiful. So that's my perspective on that.
Wow. And you're a life mindset guru and a life coach, aren't you?
I'm not a life coach. I'm a business coach.
Oh,
so
sorry.
I do, all I do is business coaching. So I do branding, marketing. I do work with the mindset, because I find that no matter what level you're at, if you don't embrace your greatness, if you can't think straight, if you don't have a daily practice, I meditate 2 hours every day minimum.
Wow.
And so if you don't tune in with that greater power of you and that your light and your beingness, whatever that means to, you know, the person, you're not going to be who you're really here to be. So, but you see, my biggest gift today is helping leaders really, you know, create powerful businesses so they can, you know, make the money that they need to make, shine the light that they need to do, have a world presence, and really go for it and not feeling self-conscious or afraid of being really big and powerful. Because the more we can be that, you know, in our business and what we do in our work, then it gives the permission for other people to do the same. So I'm not really a life coach, if that makes sense.
In one way you are, though, because by getting people to step onto the first rung of the ladder in order to achieve their goals, you are sort of helping them to manifest what is actually there for them if they can access it.
So, yeah, I always think of it as life, self, and business.
Right. And you've got a beautiful website at www.borncelebrity.com. Absolutely gorgeous, and you've got a lovely video on there welcoming people to your site, and you know, it's absolutely amazing, really good.
Actually, it's IngridElver.com. Sorry about that.
It's either borncelebrity.com or Ingrid Elver. Most people can't spell my name, so Born Celebrity is a little easier. Yeah,
I didn't know you had two.
Oh, I have lots of forwarding. It depends on what I'm doing, yeah.
Gotcha, okay. Well,
and you
I just
have,
revealed the other one.
Your name is, okay. Your last name is spelled E-L-F-V-E-R. Is that right?
Yeah, and do you know what it means?
Pardon?
Do you know what the name means?
Elsa?
It means my fairy queen.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. That's
it's
really
beautiful.
Good. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. So check out Ingrid's website, borncelebrity.com. And if anybody has any questions they want to phone in and ask Ingrid about achieving whatever they want to achieve in their life and how to go about it, you could ring 646-929-0461. And if you're phoning from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. And she'll be here to take your calls if anyone wants to ring in. And have you seen anything about Little Grandmother at all?
Keisha Crowther?
Yes. I was just asking Ingrid if she's seen anything about Little Grandmother.
I don't know what that is.
All right. Well, she's actually a Red Indian, but she's the blondest, youngest Red Indian grandmother that you've ever seen in your life. And she says that everything anybody wants to achieve is already there. It's already happened once you put out the call to the universe that that's what you want. And the only thing you have to do is to align yourself with that reality.
Well, do you want me to share the three-part process that I share with clients about really stepping into their mission?
Yes, please. That's
okay.
Brilliant.
Well, because, you know, normally what I talk about, depending on who I'm talking about, I talk about that you need to build a persona, you know, getting exposure. It is about your mindset and then system and structure. Those are kind of the foundation of Born Celebrity. But when I talk to clients, what I always start with is themselves, because if you don't know who you are, if you don't understand that your light and your greatness is really powerful, it doesn't matter how famous or how big you are or how successful you are, if you don't feel that power within you, it's not going to matter to you. And I think so many people, you know, we forget that part. So the first step is really about you being. It's about accessing that celebrity self. It's to be you. There's a part of you that's not your mind. It's not your fears. It's not your thoughts. And it's not your doubts. But it's a beingness that is deeply who you are. And, you know, maybe the closest I can say to that is if you've ever been in a deep prayer and meditation and you connected with God, Source, whatever you call that, and you felt this infinite light about yourself, that's what I call your celebrity self. And most people are not so able to access that part 24 hours a day, and I believe we're here to access that all the time. And the celebrities I work with that are really, really big, they have this amazing ability to access this part. They're not always aware of it, but it's accessing that inner power, you know. It's saying to yourself, I am powerful. I am, nothing can stop me. I'm not giving up for anything. And it's accessing that part that is greater than yourself. You know, you are here to be authentic and genuine and powerful. And I found that when you access that big part, that's when powerful things start happening. Opportunities, shifts, you have money flow. If you are at work, your great opportunities happen. If you have your own business, then customer clients come to you. It's really where you suddenly become who you are. And the other one that you have to do in accessing your celebrity self is connecting with your greatness. And really feeling that, and that I'm born to touch the world. And again, most of the time, what happens is that we can feel this doubt that we're not good enough. And I have this one client who she was so afraid of feeling great that she got stressed out and couldn't see that she really had achieved amazing things. And we kept on working on her inner to help her really get better in her business. And it's amazing what happens when you can really see that part. The other one is allowing yourself to shine. And that really means you being who you are and that you are seen by other people and that you let people see your own greatness and that you inspire greatness in others. So it's that connection. And finally, is to be really you And I call that tuning in with Source, and that you feel that sense of who you are. And I believe silence is really important, so if you're able to access that. And so that's the first step. Any of you? Well, Gina, I'm not sure I'm saying your name right. Gina?
Jen.
Jen. And Gary,
yes.
What's your thoughts?
Well, it is so true. I mean, when we stand in our truth with who we really are and really, really come in contact with that and ask, what is my job? What is my purpose here? And, you know, out of genuine desire for the answer, the answers will come when we get quiet. None of us walk around with a question without having also walking around with the answer within us. And that answer comes. And when it comes, when we stand and are firmly rooted in our truth, in the wind of whatever change is occurring, that's a part of becoming genuine. And then, you know, recognizing all of your frailties, all of your faults, all of your mistakes, and all of your strong parts at the same time, all of those things. Loving and accepting all of who we are at every given moment. And when we stand in that truth, that is part of being genuine.
Well, and that's true.
And those are some of the things that you help people do, right?
Mm. And it's being your genuine self as well that helps. And when I first started songwriting, I had sort of a few people accusing me of being on an ego trip. Well, I'd already been there and done that years ago, and I'd got past that. But I was just feeling really sort of down about it when I found words to live by, words for me to live by, and it was from the inaugural speech of Nelson Mandela in 1994. And I'd like to just share that with you, if I could, please. And it's, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light,
right,
not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I thought that was such a fantastic speech and such fantastic words that I tried to live my life by that. And in fact, at the time, I wrote the song Let Your Light Shine, which I might play out with it at the very end. And, you know, so that's, I agree exactly with what you're saying, Ingrid.
Well, what's funny is that I actually think it's Marianne Williamson who wrote that, and it's misquoted. But either way, they're two powerful people, so it doesn't really matter who wrote it. But it's my favorite quote, because I find this to be the most true, is that it is our light we're more afraid of than our shadows. And it's easier to be, to hold back than it is to go for it. So the next step that I talk about is accessing your big mission. And with my clients, I really talk about going so much bigger than you've ever been and really do something that you've never done before. And that means you're going on a much bigger stage than who you are. You're being seen. This can be a problem for a lot of people, is that they say, well, I don't want to be seen. And the truth is, if you're going to really spread your light, you have to allow yourself to be seen. And this is not coming from ego. This is just figuring out, what's your big why? Why do you want to get out there? And you can affirm, like, example,
right,
if you really figure out your why and your mission, then, you know, here's an example from a client who is a carer for souls. So he's here to help others shine in their big missions, right? And that's what he felt was his why. You see, if you have your why, then it's easier to get out of your way, because if you know why you're doing something, you see, I wake up every day knowing I'm here to change people's, you know, my clients' life, to help them really become who they're born to be. And, you know, whether I help them in business or, you know, systems or structure or all these other things that might be, you know, all have to do with business or those parts, it's all the same thing. It's about really stepping into your greatness. The other part, if you figure out what you stand for, you know, it can be, you know, for some people that means you are a light. So other people, that's being successful. Other people, it's about making money, being authentic. You know, there's so many different ways to think about it. But what do you stand for? If you can feel that part, and then why do you want to shine in a bigger way? Again, if you understand that, then you can connect that with your mission, and then it's much easier to get out of your way. One of my clients, she really wants to become a more powerful spiritual leader as she helps experts write their best-selling books. So she integrates her spiritual part with a very, you know, logical part, which is being a writer and helping experts actually write a best-selling book. And then she's being all of herself, you know, and not hiding any part of her. Where a lot of times I see where if you're integrating your business and if you, you know, you either are spiritual or you're about, you know, business or marketing or those different parts. And I think that in all of us, we need to marry every part of who we are. So it's every part of our beingness. And why do you want to become more famous or more known? If you understand that, then you're easily able to step into your bigger mission and connecting yourself with the leader that you are. You see, it's, you know, it's if you compare yourself to other people and never feel good enough, then you'll never be who you were born to be. So you have to stop comparing yourself and simply just become the person you are and who you're supposed to be. So that's
and
my
the idea is,
second
yeah.
step.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Part of your program is to build that up within someone, right?
Just understanding, I mean, if you can see yourself, I have one client, she has a big coaching program, and she was really having an issue selling them, but she felt she was selling what she was doing. And she's an incredible love coach that truly transforms women's lives to find true love, right? And she was having this inauthentic feeling that there were other people who were much better than her, right? And she didn't feel genuine asking for that money, and she felt that that was being inauthentic, and this is a lot of problems we have when we're stepping into this bigger stage. And she finally discovered that who she is, she's the only one who can do this work, and she's worth it, and her clients are worth it. So it's how we think about money, ourselves, our true value, who we are. And I'm not saying that money is everything, but it's a really beautiful thing that pays rent, gives us food. You know, it's mm-hmm. a beautiful flow of energy that if we can access this correctly and how well flow in our life, we can truly change everything.
Right. In the comparison of your insides to somebody else's outsides, never works anyway. I was told that a long time ago. You know, never compare your insides with somebody with everyone else's outsides, because all they are is a reflection of what you've got, what you're walking around with, what you're carrying. So as we build up inside and heal inside, it's amazing how the rest of the world just kind of changes. You know, and they've done nothing. We've done.
That's right. I mean, when I used to go on stage, I used to think there's been better people on here and there's been worse people than me on here, and just did my own thing, you know.
It's
so
true.
That's what you've got to do, just not compare yourself with other people, especially unfavorably.
I'm sorry, say again?
Especially if you're comparing yourself unfavorably.
Oh, unfavorably, right.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
If you always come up short, then, you know, you're not good enough, and that's not the truth. And that's something that it's a really bad equation, and most of the time that's happened from childhood or friends or family or school or whatever it is, that we get told these different things and then we get stuck there. And it's amazing how, you know, many celebrities I've dealt with who you would never imagine who still have these feelings about themselves. And I think that all of us have to work through our, you know, those parts of us and really accept our greatness and really be here genuinely shining for who we are. And I don't care what we do, because I can't, I mean, I used to judge so many different types of celebrities and think that, oh, they were selling their soul and they were doing things in a cheap way or different way. And I don't know if you guys can relate. But what one thing after I start working with them was that I could see how deeply they wanted to impact the world in many different ways. And there's so many different ways to do that. And I think it's very dangerous when we judge each other that way. And rather than just really admiring someone for standing in their light, whether or not it's the light that we can agree on or not, or we understand sometimes. But you see, it doesn't give, if we judge other people, then we're constantly holding ourselves back from maybe what we can be and do. And we put ourselves in boxes and we put other people in boxes. And that's not your big mission. You know, that's not your celebrity self. So the third step, if you're ready for that, are you?
Yeah.
Guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You see, I'm my husband works with me in my business, and we're such a beautiful mastermind. I do so many VIP days with amazing clients, and he does the VIP day with me, and we have so much fun. But I think the thing he accuses me of the most, in a good way, is that I always make people play a bigger game, because we get stuck. We just hold back. We think that, you know, I don't need to go bigger, or I'm not comfortable. And then we just, you know, retract. And we're born to play bigger games constantly in a different way. And for some people, you know, if you already made the money, then that might not be your bigger game. But if you haven't made money, maybe that's a bigger game. If you're really here to shine your light brighter, and maybe you need to go on a, you know, an international place where you touch your light in the world, you know, in that bigger way. But it's really about to access what you're meant to go and be and do. And that's what the bigger game means, is that who are you supposed to be, owning that you're here to play that bigger game? And what is the bigger game you need to own and step into? So I have one client, she is Swedish, and she went through, she got breast cancer, what was it? I think it's about 12, 14 months ago. And we were working together, and during that time, she wrote her own music, an own album. She is pretty much on TV and newspaper and magazines. And truthfully, she thought her life might be over, and she had a very aggressive cancer. So she turned that experience, and during the time she's having chemotherapy, we kept on working on her music and her business, and it's amazing what's happened. And sometimes we don't know what our bigger game is. It can seem like it's, you know, an obstacle or something very difficult, and yet it can be something that makes us into that polished, gorgeous diamond, you know, that really shines in the world versus the other. And but my question for you, what's the bigger game you need to own and step into? And most of us know it, but we're too afraid. But I want you to ask yourself that question.
Well, that's brilliant. Very inspirational, Ingrid. I think I know who you were speaking about, and I won't mention her name. But she's also a very inspirational lady.
And, you know, and then you have to figure out what's your vision. So what are you here to do next to impact the world? Again, it's about thinking in that great way and thinking that you really matter. And and that's what's so deep and interesting in all of us, is that sometimes we can forget how impactful we are, you know. I find that in 2002, I was told I was going blind, deaf, and spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair. And I spent 2 years in a dark room having violent spinning, what's it called? I was vertigo, right?
Yeah. Vertigo.
Vertigo. And I was literally feeling drunk 24 hours a day, like I was drowning, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone, but one thing I learned during that time is that you can impact the world in a small or big way. So I started doing art and I started writing, and I had to change my business because I couldn't see clients. And you never know what life is going to take you, but again, you got to fiercely just be who you are and know that you have a place. My lowest point was staring at the wall, because since the world was spinning, I was staring in that bedroom at this one point of the wall, and this cruel inner voice said to me, Ingrid, why are you not healed by now? Why are you not feeling better? And I thought that was probably the cruelest thing I've ever heard, because it's a judgment, right, on yourself, and that you're not good enough where you are. And I think from that moment on, one thing that I've learned the most is really being loving and kind to myself in a very powerful way. And I think we all need to do that, because we're so judgmental and mean to ourselves. And again, this is, we don't play bigger games. We don't step into a celebrity self. We don't figure out our mission if we're mean to ourselves. We can't even see it, and we can't even go there, and we can't stretch bigger. And I think it's so important we take that, you know, next place. So the next question is, what action are you going to take? And I want everybody listening that you write down what you need to do next, because if you can figure that out and you really listen to yourself, you know, you don't need to know the whole way. You can just take your first step into that light, into your greatness, into what I call your celebrity self.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect.
So, yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Ingrid. And Ingrid's going to be doing a lovely meditation for us shortly, and then she'll have to dash off. So we really need to sort of get on with the video now, but that was absolutely inspirational words there, Ingrid, and I'm sure people will get a lot from that, from what you said.
Yes, Ingrid, okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for that. Okay then, so we'll do the video, and it's a video that was created by Miss Magical, and she wrote this song, Shine, and so we'll get Gary to do that today, because my copy has disappeared off the switchboard. Can you believe, Gary? So if you get everybody to pause the players and, you know, and then count them down, we'll do that.
I can do that. Okay. So everyone, go ahead and pull up the player and pause your player and mute the sound. And we've got the hearts in the chat room. And also really quickly, I digress for just a moment. Apparently, a lot of people are having issues getting into the show via Blog Talk Radio. So thank you for listening in whatever widget or venue you may be listening on. So we have a much greater audience than what appears on the chat room. So, that being said, we will count down to Miss Magical's Shine, Shine. Here we go. In five, four, three, two, one, play.
Right now it's time to do our candle ceremony. I've also lit my Nag Champa because that creates positivity. And we light our candles because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. So I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. And now that we've cleansed the atmosphere with the Nag Champa, I'm going to invite the angelic realm to assist. So we'd like to ask the Archangel Michael, please be here with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light. Love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light. Love and light. Love and light. Thank you. And Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now. And the Sananda, Jesus and Magdalene energies, please be with us now. In divine truth, Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels to assist us in sending out the healing. Now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there, I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
My superstars, I want you to continue that state of really being in this deep, beautiful place where you are in connection with your light, your power, and your greatness. So I want to awaken that inner star in you today, and I want you to really touch a much deeper self than you ever have. I'm talking about where you really start seeing that you were born to be great, amazing, and that there's something within you that's supposed to go bigger, deeper, and you're supposed to touch the world in a way that you never have before. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a dreamer. I don't care if you're, you know, don't have a job right now. You have a job, or you have your own business, or if you're a light worker, if you're a coach, if you're, you know, artist, writer. I don't know what you do, but everything that you do, even if you clean floors and you are doing things that don't to you always make sense, I want you to take a deep breath and say to yourself, I am important. I am powerful. I'm here to do amazing things. And right now, even though I can't see it, I have greatness. I'm born to be amazing. And I'm touching the world right now, even if I can't see it. You see, the more you can keep seeing that in yourself, the more you can touch your own greatness, and you can go into external. So it's what you feel within you. It's a connection to source that you really feel, that you're affirming that inner power, that you are powerful, that nothing can stop you. You're not giving up for anything, and that you connect with that greatness and you allow yourself to shine. To shine your light the way you're supposed to be. How I think about everyone is that we're all these light beacons or lighthouses, that it's our frequency, it's who we are, it's what we do, that people are going to find us and we're going to inspire people in different ways. And there's different times we'll help people in big or small ways. I find that just by smiling at somebody, or when somebody asks me, how is my day, and I say it's fantastic, it makes people smile. So you have that same power within you. So take that deep breath. Breathe in your light. Breathe in, I am greatness. And breathe out any doubt, fear, or mediocreness within. You know, let it go. Let it out. Let it in, let it just dissolve into the universe, and let light be your beacon. Now, your darkness is as powerful. I completely think you should embrace your darkness, because obstacles, disillusionments, you know, things that have been very difficult in your life, or things that you feel has maybe even broken you, has truthfully done the reverse. It's made you into who you are today. So there's nothing, I don't care where you come from, what you've been through, there is a place of wholeness and greatness from that. And you can touch the world with that gift, or just simply the strength that you are not willing to break, that you're willing to shine your light the way you are. And now I want you to take that deep breath, and I want you to feel your big mission. I want you to see it. I talked about it earlier. I want you to ask yourself, what if I can go bigger? What if I can be who I'm really born to be? What am I holding back? Where am I putting myself in a box? What do you stand for? What is your big why? Why do you want to step into that light in a greater way? Let yourself get all the answers and connect yourself with that light you are. So take a deeper breath and feel how you now have access to a bigger light within you. And it also, you see, it's not just the inner, it's the external. I want you to start really seeing what's going to happen on the external. So what is the bigger game you're going to play? What are the action you're going to be taking? What are you going to be doing? Because you see, I don't only believe that we should visualize and think, and that's just the beginning. Action is so important. It's understanding who we are, what our mission is, and then take massive action. So what are the things you need to do? I want you to visualize it. What are the next things you can do? Just truthfully, just come up with three different things that you can do, whether it's to touch somebody's heart, or if you have a business, maybe you need to take some action and reach out to somebody or to different people. Maybe you need to do a marketing campaign. If you are in your job and you don't feel like you make a difference, maybe you need to connect deeper with everybody's working there and really own that you are great. And it doesn't matter where you are making a difference. And really just bring in that joy of your beingness. But it's really owning that you're here to play a bigger game. You see, you don't need to see it right now. And it might not happen. You know, in Thinking Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, he talks about that it can take about 10 years for someone from vision into becoming a millionaire, or what I think is really stepping into your bigger light and being who you are, is that it takes 10 years to actually get it all working into that full place. So I always say, why not start today? Why not do that right now? So even if you take that first step right now, I want you to write down those three things you need to do. Trust yourself, because sometimes our instincts and our intuition, we need to follow that and not hold back on that, because that intuition is a lot of times what we're really here to do, but it's so easy to ignore that intuition. So I want you to feel and see what action you're here to take. Take a deep breath again. And the big secret that I want you to really hear me, really hear deep in your soul and heart, into your life, into your dreams, and everything you are. If you act with complete confidence and courage, if you trust you're here to succeed, that you're here to be, to touch the world in a great way, that you can be known for what you do in big or small way, whatever you're supposed to do, but that you own and act with complete confidence and courage, everything that you see right now will become true. I've seen it again and again. I've done it again and again. You know, and it's really about acting with that confidence and courage, and have faith in yourself. So take a deep breath. Get really still, feel source and unconditional love in your heart and beingness, and see that you are here to be the superstar. You are powerful beyond measure, and you are ready to hold nothing back, to not get in your way. If you have fears, obstacles, or anything, you just keep going no matter what. So deep breath, and you are now standing in your star power. So you can open your eyes and see how gorgeous you are. Thank you.
mentre stiamo insieme, solo qualche istante, zitti stiamo ad ascoltare il cielo alla finestra, questo mondo che così lontana, già lontana. Guarda questa terra che gira insieme a noi, anche quando è buio. Guarda questa terra. Per noi accorgi un po' di sole, sole, sole. My love, che sei l'amore mio, sento la tua voce e ascolto il mare, sembra davvero il tuo respiro, l'amore che mi dai, questo amore che sta lì nascosto in mezzo alle sue onde, a tutte le sue onde, come una barca. Che guarda questa terra che gira insieme a noi, anche quando è buio. Guarda questa terra che gira anche per noi.
Me too.
He's a great singer for an Irishman.
Oh, I don't think he's Irish, but there are some brilliant Irish singers, but I don't think he's Irish. More like Italian. Anyway, we want to thank Ingrid for that absolutely beautiful, powerful meditation that she did, and we hope that she comes back very soon.
Yes, and, thank you so much, Ingrid. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's had to dash off because she had a previous appointment as well.
That's what happens when you become a celebrity, you know. You get
that's it. And she's a big celebrity herself as well.
She is.
Yeah. So we were very lucky to get her here today.
We are. We were lucky. And she's got a great program, great website. I urge everyone to check her out.
And I'm going to play this next track just especially for her, The Mission.
Great.
Because she has a mission to help everybody.
Is this done by an Irishman, too?
Probably. No, another Italian, Ennio Morricone. Oh, I love that. That's a beautiful song, isn't it? Absolutely gorgeous. Are you there, yes. Gary?
I'm here, yes.
Well, I've got a track I'd like to play. You know, my two nephews are in a choir. My nephew, Chris and Simon Pollock, is a singer-songwriter. They're also in a cover band, but they're also in a choir. And they're hoping to be superstars. And I'm sure if they keep going, they're going to be. Because listen to this. There's a few of them in this choir.
I love it. I love your musical family.
Oh, thank you. This is called the Buzz Tones. They are the Buzz Tones.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. Ba, 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 ba.
Different, isn't it?
That is amazing.
That was Buzz Tones. Sorry.
I was in a choir. I used to be in a choir. I was in a barbershop choir. I don't know if they have those over there, but they...
Of course they do.
Do they? Yeah. Yeah. I sang bass.
Oh, did you?
You wouldn't be able to tell, would you? No. I sang very low.
And soprano in your spare time as well.
Yeah. I sang solo, actually.
Oh, solo, we couldn't hear you.
Exactly, right.
And tenor as well, 10 or 12 miles away.
Tenor.
I think those those jokes have
been hanging around me too long.
Longer than you, Gary. And even longer than me. Oh, dear.
It's true, though. I was in a choir. Yeah, I was in a barbershop choir before. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Anyway, next week, we're not quite sure whether we have Kahan or Gabriella Kapfer. Gabriella Kapfer is a cellist, and she also sings along with a cello when she's playing. And she's really, really talented. But I'm just waiting to hear back from Kahan first, because I did think he was going to be on Violet Vibe, his name is. And he's very into the Violet Flame, as I am myself. And so I'm just waiting to get confirmation on that. So
okay.
we're not quite sure yet what's going on next week. But
well, whoever decides to appear, we'll just let them.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, and if anybody out there would like to contribute to the show in any way, shape or form, just give us a ring or give us a text or contact us on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain.
Yes, contact us on Facebook or directly through the Healing Fountain or through Blog Talk Radio.
Or on Skype. You can send Gary Moore a friend request or Jan Christie, United Kingdom. I didn't say the United States then. Is that wishful thinking?
I'll trade you. No, anyway.
We could swap for the holidays, couldn't we? Do you know what I mean?
We could.
Yeah, people do that, don't they? House swaps. Sounds a good idea.
I'm waiting till telepathy, you know, just becomes, or till teleportation happens.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. It won't cost us anything for flights then, will it?
Right.
Because they're so expensive. And would we need much luggage? Over my limit and have to pay to get on the aeroplane. Excess baggage.
I could just pop in for tea.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
We'll pop in. Pop in when we finish the show. Okay, then. Well, we're going to say good night, God bless, and goodbye, and God bless. And thank you so much to you, Gary, for being here. And
thank you,
Ingrid Alpha, for being here. That's borncelebrity.com. Check out Ingrid. She's a real celebrity herself, and she's friends with loads of Marnie Schwarzenegger and Olivia Newton-John and, you know, hundreds of stars.
Yes. Thank you, Ingrid Alpha.
Yeah.
Hope to have her back.
It was. Anyway, we're going to say goodbye and God bless. And the words that they were speaking about earlier, which were written by Marion Williamson, but which Nelson Mandela chose to use in his inaugural speech, are what guided me after I'd written this song. So I'm going to play it out with it. And it's a house track, actually. So you can dance on your bottoms to this one. So
wonderful.
Goodbye. God bless from us. See you next week. Okay,
bye.
Bye,
everyone. Thank you. I love you all.